What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
You heard the man. It is not Joe Starkey. It is not Paul Zeitz. It is Donnie Football and Jason Mackey in with you for a little feel-good Friday, July 19. We have you until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Andrew Filippone will be live at Mike's Beer Bar. As the crowd begins to shuffle in, a huge series this weekend at PNC Park. It is the Yinzer Palooza Fest at the ballpark, Pirates and Phillies. This is a fun series every single year, and I have one of the best people, maybe the best person in the city to talk baseball with for the next 4 hours, Jason Mackey. Across from me, he has been a beat writer for pretty much every team in town. He's now the columnist at the Post-Gazette. If you ever check out his work, he does phenomenal stuff. This is always a very fun series, Jason. You get the two teams in PA going at it. You get tons of Phillies fans in town, which I know people will probably complain about. Like, oh, I don't want to see the peppermint red. I don't want to see all these Philadelphians in our stadium. I think it's cool. I mean, they bring a ton of people to the ballpark. It creates, you know, maybe there are some issues. We may get a Zeiss tweet over the weekend. Going to baseball games is fun in case any extracurriculars happen at PNC over these next 3 days. Nonetheless, though, all three of these games will be sold out. I know people are a little bit upset about the pitching matchups. We'll get to that in a moment. But the series as a whole, the Pirates welcome in the best team in the league by record. Philly has been on a red-hot start, a historic start, 62-34 coming into today. But this series should be a lot of fun for people who are going down to the stadium this weekend.
It should, man. And you know what? Like, as a member of the media, I'm supposed to rail against Philadelphia, I'm sure. I'm supposed to hate Philadelphia. And I don't have a lot of use for the city, but Philadelphia fans, it just makes it fun. When I was on the Penguins beat, one of my favorite things to do was go to Wells Fargo Center and hear people flip out about Sidney Crosby and then have Sid, you know, go off for 2 goals and assist and send them home crying. Like, that's hilarious. The other part of it, the Phillies are a really good team. They're also run really well. They treat us well. Citizens Bank Park is a great place to work. That's something we talk about in the media sphere quite a bit. But if you look at the Phillies, how do you not respect that team? They're coming in here this weekend. The Pirates have a fantastic opportunity the second half of this season, but man, it's not easy. I don't know how you look at the Philly. I mean, it's a great challenge, but I'm excited to see them play. I'm excited to see what transpires. I'm kind of bummed I'm only going to be there tonight. I'm going up to Cooperstown for Leland on Saturday. Okay. I mean, that's certainly not anything to complain about. I'm looking forward to that trip as well. I've never been to a Hall of Fame induction, but yeah, some of the crowd sizes. I understand the pitching matchup. I've heard about this, not seeing Skeens, not seeing Keller. It's not great. I don't love it. I understand what they're doing with Skeens. Keller baffles me a little bit more, but yeah, should be a good weekend down there.
So where do you come down on that? Because I think yesterday we started to see people come out with the pitching matchups. Your colleague at the Post-Gazette, Noah Hiles, he and Andrew Destin now sort of the split duties as the beat reporters for the Buccos. They send out the tweets that it'll be Martin Perez tonight against Aaron Nola, Luis Ortiz tomorrow against Christopher Sanchez, Marco Gonzalez on Sunday against Tyler Phillips. That makes me not really worry about Skeens. I'm a little bit more worried about Mitch Keller. He left the game early on Sunday against the White Sox. I thought, okay, they're just getting him out of there early, right before the All-Star break, whatever. He gets a nice long, little All-Star vacation after that. Should we actually have some concern that something is up there, Jason?
I sent out probably 10 or 12 messages last night trying to get information back. Generally, if something is going on in this realm, I'll get something. I'll get some sniff. I got nothing, Donnie. I got a whole haven't heard anything, don't know, nothing for you, that sort of deal. It makes me think that that's what they tried to do, is extend this All-Star vacation a little bit. Just try to get him some extra rest. Mitch has pitched a lot. He's pitched well. So I don't put a ton of stock into it. The Skeens thing, I'm with you. I would put that down. I understand, like, people bought tickets for this weekend. It's Yinzerpalooza. It's the Phillies in town or whatever. You know what? Tuesday's game matters just as much as Saturday's game. You need to strip the emotion out of it. I think what they want to do is just get Paul a little bit of a break. The other second half storyline with the Pirates right now, they need to space out his starts. If they can buy a couple of extra days rest, fine. Now, I understand the storyline of wanting to see him pitch against the Phillies because the Phillies are really good and Paul's really good. That makes sense. But you're trying to do, I think, what's best for the team over the course of 66 games and make a push here. So I get that. I wish I had more to tell anybody about Mitch Keller. Again, I explained sort of how I went about it. We've got nothing to indicate that he's hurt or dealing with anything. I know Noah reported from a source that it's not injury related why he went out after only three innings. And that's the extent of the intel we have on him, which may mean that there's no intel to get.
Along the lines of Paul Skeens, I saw some people complain as in, well, this is terrible marketing to have this big weekend against the Phillies and not have Paul Skeens. I would actually argue the opposite in a weird way. Because
they got everybody to buy tickets anyway for other reasons, and then they're going to space Skeens out of the Cardinals series.
Yeah, you knew, the Pirates knew this weekend. Every weekend series against the Phillies every single year, it's normally around this time, but no matter when it is, draws big crowds all 3 days. We already said Philly brings in a lot of people, and you don't have to have your most marketable player out there to get people into the ballpark. What this does, okay, if Skeens starts the first or second game or even the third game against St. Louis, that gives you another day where you're going to get a good ticket gate. Now, that's just the way I looked at it from maybe a Pirates marketing standpoint. And along the lines of maybe spreading guys out, do you think they will consider in this second half trying to go to a six-man rotation at some point? I feel like they have guys, they have a handful of guys who maybe they're not good starters, but they have guys who have starting experience. Ortiz has worked his way into the rotation. He has pitched his ass off this year wherever they needed him. You have Priester, you have Falter. Jared Jones will eventually be back. We can talk about him more in a little bit. But do you think that they would go to that to try and spread Skeens out?
I do. And I think they're going to, Donnie. I think more than like, oh, I just anticipate it. I mean, that's how you do this. That's how you make it work, is go to a six-man rotation. And the names you mentioned, that's what makes it possible. This is an under-talked-about storyline with them, but Bailey Falter has already zoomed past his innings limit. Coming back from an injury, you're going to be looking for creative ways to use him. I don't know what they do with Quinn Priester, whether they open for him again, I don't know. I'll give the Pirates credit. They've actually been pretty good with that strategy. Seeking out matchups, they did it with Luis Ortiz. I don't know if Martin Perez is best played as a traditional starter. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with Marco Gonzalez. What I know is they have innings limits that they need to worry about, less so with Jared Jones now because of the injury, mm-hmm. but he is still coming back from something. I'd be somewhat conservative with him. Certainly with Paul Skeens, don't know what's going on with Mitch. They're going to have to be creative and funky and do different things. And so, yeah, a six-man rotation makes it very much, you know, a necessary part of this. Because, Donnie, what they don't want to do, and this, I think a lot of people from the outside maybe look at the Paul Skeens situation or the Pirates and assume that they're going to shut him down or there's going to be something negative. They don't want to do that. They want to keep Paul Skeens pitching. And so to do that, you need to space out the starts. He's not going to start every fifth day. He's not going to go 100-plus pitches every time. They're going to save it where they can, and that's a big part of it.
Yeah, I thought, too, Derek Shelton maybe tipped his hand a little bit earlier this week. He joins this show every Tuesday at noon, and Joe Starkey, to his credit, the veteran Joe Starkey is, he poked the bear a little bit about the Aaron Judge thing, because that night the big concern was, well, will we get the big matchup between Skeens and Judge? We happen to. However, in that line of questioning from Joe, Shelton mentioned, well, if we don't see it tonight, don't worry, because we play the Yankees later this season and he'll see him down the line. Yeah, they play each other later this season. It's the final series of the regular season. So yeah, that told me maybe a slip of the tongue from Derek Shelton.
No,
you would have
fair,
a better
Don,
idea.
Yeah, to be fair, Donnie, like, Ben Cherington has maintained that since Skeens came up. He said, like, we want him to pitch the entire season. So, I mean, they're like, those are the goals. Shelton saying that, honestly, I think I was on, I don't even remember who now. Somebody had me on asking, like, are you surprised by this? And I wasn't, because of that. And being around the team and covering them and knowing what the goals are. And shoot, knowing what Paul wants. Knowing Paul doesn't want to get shut down. You don't think that's going to be a tough conversation? The Pirates going to Paul Skeens saying, all right, you're done.
I feel like it goes hand in hand, too, with the way that people will have the belief of, if are these guys really in it? Are they really in the thick of things? And if, I mean, I can't imagine the outcry if we get to, I don't know, the end of August, early September, the Pirates are still, you know, within three or four games of a playoff spot, and they shut him down.
It won't happen.
I mean,
that will not happen, man. It won't. Three games out of a playoff spot, they're not shutting Skeens down.
Yeah, I mean, I feel good about that not being the case because of what Shelton said the other day.
No, if they're 10 out, I think he's done.
I think that's that's completely. I think they should do that.
I mean, it would stink. It would stink just because, you know, you want them to compete. You want them to be within striking distance.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
But if something goes wrong, if the offense goes belly up or they get a bunch of guys hurt or whatever, again, nobody wants that to happen. But yeah, at that point, I think you turn the attention to Paul's career and you don't want him to zoom. But I mean, again, the best possible outcome, and this is generally how Cherington frames his comment, the best possible outcome for the Pirates is for Paul Skeens to pitch the entire year. And he's not wrong when he says that.
Speaking of the Pirates offense, I wanted to jump to them. You know, Philly, it's no surprise how good that offense is. They are fourth in runs scored this season. They score nearly five runs per, or they, you know, they get nearly 5 runs per game. 4.96. The Pirates are at 4.18. I think 21st in baseball is what they're at as of today. However, since the 4th of July, the last 2 weeks or so, the Pirates are tied for 5th in baseball in runs scored. They're at 60. They're tied with Detroit. However, the teams ahead of them aren't exactly the best teams in baseball. I mean, the A's had a gigantic series against the Phillies before the break. They have 72 runs since that point. Diamondbacks was 71. Two other teams in the NL Central actually come in at 3rd and 4th, the Reds and the Cubs. But the Pirates' offense may be waking up a little bit. I don't want to say this is false hope. I just feel like we get a little bit streaky with the Bucco offense. But 60 runs in the last 2 weeks, and I know that they went into the final, you know, their final series of the first half was against the worst team in baseball that already has 70 losses. But, hey, they took care of business when they needed to. And I'm sure there were plenty of cynics out there that thought, oh, we know the Pirates. They'll lose 2 of 3 against the White Sox. But, hey, they got the job done, and they scored some runs doing it.
All right, you need to stop right there. You need to stop right there pumping the tires of the Pirates offense, all right? Because if you succeed, Bob Nutting's – no, somebody's going to get upset. They're going to think everything's fine. And no, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm trying to make a counter opinion. Their offense has been better over the past 2 weeks. I still think, and they think, and I think that they think that there's ways to improve the club, and they need to improve the club. And I think that's a fair way of looking at it. It's been better, yes. And I think there inside of that there are some interesting storylines. Key Brian Hayes went into the break actually finding something a little bit more. I want to see what he does coming out of the break. If they can, you know, get him going, that would be a huge add. Jack Suwinski, has he gotten better? That's if you can get something there, boy, would that really help their chances. Rowdy Tellez has turned first base into a completely different situation. So I understand the offensive traction. I'm making a joke about, you know, not wanting too many people to hear this and then thinking that they don't have to add. They're not going to operate like that. But I am curious these next 10 days, Donnie, what happens, you know, how seriously can they make waves in the trade market? What do they do? What are they willing to give up? It's a fascinating stretch here. And, you know, they keep playing well, give themselves a chance. It's a really big opportunity.
Something else Derek Shelton said the other day with Joe and Paul is that I don't know if I'd say expect, but he said he would like to see a bat get added because he knows, he understands that the offense has had their streaks this year, but they certainly need a lot more help. And there are a few names out there, and we can get to this now. We'll also revisit it later in the show. The thing is now with Major League Baseball, this is what they want, more or less, because they want it to be more of a seller's market every time. That means there are more teams in it. And the point of having the added playoff teams is that more teams do feel like they're in it. The Pirates happen to be one of them. They're just a game and a half out as we sit right now, and there is an entire cluster of National League teams in there. I would say there's only two NL teams that are actually out of it. You can say the Nationals maybe because they're, what, 6 or 6.5 games out, but Colorado and Miami are the only teams definitively out of a playoff spot in the National League. So it's a lot of teams fighting for, you know, a few bones, a lot of dogs out there and a few bones at the trade deadline.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I understand the frustration from the fan side with Ben Cherington. Say, sitting on his hands, Ben Cherington should do something. Why don't they make a move? Well, because you might not be making the best move to improve your team. And if you're winning, which they have been over the past, you know, 2 weeks or whatever, maybe it is best to stand pat. Maybe things do change. Maybe a team falls out of contention and a player who wasn't available, you know, 2 weeks ago in 6 or 7 days, maybe that player is available. So I understand. I mean, if your team is floundering, I suppose there's more of a sense of urgency, and they should have a general sense of urgency overall. But they're hardly the only team that is in a staring contest right now at the deadline trying to make the best deal possible. And that takes on a number of flavors, right? Like it might be the price of the deal, that it's really expensive at one point, Well, a team might get desperate, worried, prices drop, teams compete. I don't know. Stuff changes. You see things go right up until the deadline for a reason. That doesn't mean the Pirates are, you know, inactive or Charrington's like sitting in a corner shaking saying, I don't want to make a deal. Like, no. I mean, there's a strategy to this stuff. I think they need to come out of this stretch of time having improved their team. If we can look at this on August 1st, 2nd, 3rd and see that they either A, did not make their team better, or B, made their team worse, then criticize away. Get upset. If you sold important pieces and didn't get anything back, rip them. I'm not defending anything. But leading up to it, there is a strategy that all teams adhere to.
Do you think Bubba Chandler should be untouchable? It seems like he's the lone top prospect that is.
And here's why I think that way, Donnie. It's I understand the other line of thinking where you're like, chips have to be pushed in. You know, all of this matters. Look at the situation the Pirates have found themselves in because of quality young starting pitching. And you're telling me I can have one more? You're telling me I can wait a year and I can go Paul Skeens, Jared Jones, Mitch Keller, maybe Falter's in the mix. I don't know. I don't know what becomes of Quinn Priester. But then I throw Bubba Chandler into that? I'm sorry. I'm not giving that up. Because the price of starting pitching in Major League Baseball today is such that the Pirates aren't going to pay that. They just aren't. Like, they're not built to. You can have a conversation about their spending habits and what ownership has done, whatever. There's a legitimate argument that it's just it doesn't make sense for them to pay those prices. So what you need to do is draft and develop the pitching, get it while it's cheap, and supplement with position players. And I think that's what they're doing. Adding at the deadline is part of it. They have a position player need. But I'm sorry, I'm not giving up the young pitching.
Do you think there's anybody else besides Chandler that you would put on an untouchable list?
Who are strictly minor leaguers?
Yeah.
No. I don't think so. I'd have a conversation about maybe Braxton Ashcraft.
Like, he's been a fast riser.
He has, and he's right there. He's right on the cusp. And I've seen him live a decent amount, and it's nasty. So he's probably on my untouchable list. Other than that, Donnie, I don't think so. You know, Tamar, I'd be willing to listen or trade or move on Tamar. Any position player prospect pitching at the lower levels of the system, even like a Thomas Harrington, it's been really good for Altoona, but there's still stuff that can happen. Like, you're going to have to give at some point, but I've seen enough of Chandler at Altoona, gotten to know him enough, seen his development track more so than I have Harrington. I think Bubba Chandler's the real deal, and I'm not giving that up. Basically anybody else, I would. What about you?
I think Chandler's the only one in the conversation. And I also think, depending on, I don't know, maybe what a trade would look like, and I don't know if I'd have the best idea of what it would be. But yeah, he's the only one for me. I mean, if a team wants Tamar Johnson or really anybody below that, I would be in favor. Like, hey, if you can improve your offense at least a little bit, you know, get them better for whatever this stretch run could be. Because they have a golden ticket right now with Skeens. And I feel like they're pitching, and we hear people say it all the time. We heard John Smoltz say it the other night during the All-Star coverage. They really do have a rotation that if they get into the playoffs, not many teams are going to want to face them.
Yes. Yes, yes, and yes. And I mean, pitching is such, and I hate to be the doomsday here, but I mean, I think people understand this. Like, there's no guarantee all three of these guys, meaning Skeens, Jones, and Keller, are going to be healthy for the entirety of, you know, their tenure together. Like, stuff happens. It's unfortunate. But right now, once Jones comes back, you have that opportunity. That's why, to me, you can't let this year go by. You are so close to doing something really cool. And we've been hearing for years, Donnie, that when there's a major league need, they have the resources, the desire, the willingness, all this stuff to add, to go get something. So go do it. Now, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt that there's a process that needs to play out, and I think they're executing that process. But on the other side of this, again, what you've said is there's a need, and we will take care of that need when it's there, and it's there. So I'm very curious to see what they do.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.